today is Paul Ingebrigtsen of William Sound. Paul, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to have a chance to talk to the readers and viewers and listeners here in advance of the Infocom show.
Yeah, everybody's getting ready for the show. As a matter of fact, my column in Rave this month was largely that with 20 AV shows happening around the world now, we still refer to Infocom in the U.S. as the show. So,
well, I think absolutely it is.
So my background with Williams is mostly in hearing assist systems, which I love, by the way. But I've been going over some of your advanced press release material for Infocom, and you've got a lot to show this year. And we've also got a lot of new people coming this year. One of the things I've looked at is the demographics. We've got a lot of people from higher education coming this year that haven't come in the past. We've got a lot of people from consulting companies, which seem to be multiplying like crazy. For those who don't know Williams, give us the 2-minute rundown on who Williams is in the industry.
Sure. Well, Williams Sound was founded in 1976 by Jerry Williams, who was an engineer by training. And our initial product was actually an AM radio listening system that Jerry devised and developed for use in his own church. And it allowed people to use a pocket transistor radio to hear sound directly from the sound system, and that bypassed the acoustic effects in the church and really gave them the best signal-to-noise ratio that could be achieved. So that was the beginning of the company. Our focus has always been on helping people hear. And from that original AM radio system, we evolved into an FM version of that system when FCC rules changed to permit that. We also entered into the infrared transmission technology space, induction loop technology, and digital transmission technology.
But all centered around helping people hear.
Exactly. And so that could be people that have hearing loss, that are having a difficult time listening in a public space. It could be people in high noise environments like factory tours or distance from a speaker like a tourist attraction tour is making things difficult. And then we also encompass language assistance into that mission. So we also help people hear the language that they understand. So in meetings and conferences where you've got multiple languages being used and interpreters are providing language interpretation, our listening systems are used so the audience can select the interpreter that they want to listen to and hear the language that they understand. So it's really kind of an all-encompassing view of how we help people hear.
That was really kind of my first encounter with Williams. Most of my listeners would know that for many years I ran a very large Canadian rental company. And interpretation systems and hearing assist systems were the first place that I ran into you. By the way, just for the listeners, there is, for those of you who are interested in the history of this industry, Williams Sound has this great book on their history published on their website at williamssound.com. You really should take a look at it. Because Infocom is coming up in 2 weeks, a lot of my listeners have been talking about their history with Infocom, how long we've been going to the show and all that. And there really is, if you're interested in the history of this industry, it's a really great download. So, sorry, I just had to get that in because I read it this morning. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it's a nice little history of the company and where we came from and really the foundation that we've built on since Jerry started it all.
Right. One of the things that I said that I had a preconception that Williams was about FM sound mostly, but then I read through your flyers for the show. I mean, I know that some of it's probably not releasable yet, but what can you tell us about new technologies Williams will be bringing to Infocom this year?
Well, I think it's okay to talk about all of the things that we're going to be bringing to Infocom at this point.
Oh, good.
The FM product was certainly our first major large area listening product. And the next technology that we explored was infrared, and there were certain advantages to using infrared in places where you had to contain a signal inside a room and had lots of rooms that were right next to each other or above and below each other. So infrared was a good technology where security or privacy or keeping a signal in a room was a good solution. We also entered the induction loop product market many years ago. Close to 25 years ago, we had some induction loop products. And those use an audio frequency magnetic transmission, putting a loop of wire around a room.
I remember them well.
Yeah, driving it with a constant current amplifier. And then users who have their a hearing aid with a telecoil pickup built into it just could flip a switch on their hearing aid, and then that allowed them to hear directly from that loop. So that really was the first bring-your-own-device technology. They brought their own hearing aid, and that was their receiver. That technology developed quite extensively outside the U.S., but it didn't really develop as extensively in the U.S. FM systems, infrared systems became much more popular. And for a while, because the emphasis on hearing aid design was on cosmetics and making them as small and as invisible as possible, they even stopped putting telecoils in them. So the desire, the demand for loop systems really didn't catch hold early on in the U.S. In the last few years, as the hearing aid industry has evolved and is now producing predominantly digital hearing aids using DSP, behind-the-ear type hearing aids, they all have telecoils in them again. And so the users are now looking for loop systems again to be able to take advantage of having that feature in their hearing aid. So that prompted us a year ago to re-enter the induction loop market with a new induction loop amplifier product that really brought a whole load of new technology to that market space. So we introduced that product called the DigiLoop amplifier at Infocom last year, and of course we'll be showing it again this year. We've made some enhancements on the app that serves as the user interface for it. I'll show a couple of these things in a few minutes. The next major technology that we tackled was a digital transmission technology, and that's our DigiWave product. And that's a two-way transmission product. So it was really the first tour guide product that allowed for question and answer capability in a tour guide system. And it has a lot of other applications, and we're introducing a new accessory product that really adds to the usefulness of that at Infocom this year. And then our major introduction for Infocom this year, I'm going to save for last and kind of do a big reveal on that and some very exciting news there.
Okay, well, with that then, why don't we go into what you're going to have for Infocom? Because after looking at some of the advanced info, I'm real interested in this.
Okay, we're showing the DigiLoop amplifier, and this is the induction loop amplifier that we introduced at Infocom last year. And the things that are really unique about this product is it's the first induction loop amplifier on the market that had a network connectivity and network control capability. So the advantages of doing that are, for an installer, an important part of installing a loop system is to calibrate the loop to produce the correct level of magnetic signal once they get it installed. So the DigiLoop amplifier has a built-in signal generator, and when it's connected to a network and a Wi-Fi network, the installer can use a tablet, portable device, to be out in the actual listening area using a field strength meter and making adjustments to the amplifier from right in the listening area. So they're not having to run back and forth to the amplifier, turn a knob, run back to the listening area to see what result they got, or they don't need a partner to help them do that calibration. So that really makes it a lot easier to set up the system. And then for installations that have multiple facilities, multiple loops, for instance, a university, a technician can monitor and adjust any of those loop amplifiers from a central location. via a laptop or a portable device, as long as they're all connected to that network. So that's really the first time that you have a loop amplifier product that has that network connection capability and that remote control capability. We've also made use of a DSP in this amplifier. It's got a full matrix mixer input side, so there's a lot of adjustability there. And this is a dual amplifier, so you could have your pick of running a single loop. You could run two independent loops. You could run two loops in what's called a phased array, which provides more consistent magnetic signal and helps to reduce overspill. Or you can use one of the amplifiers to drive a loop and the other to drive a loudspeaker. So for a small conference room or a classroom, this literally can be the sound system for the room, handling both a speaker output and a loop output. So really a lot of kind of industry firsts in this product. And we've enhanced the app, which is the GUI for the product, and we'll be showing that at the show this year.
I've got to say, that remote Wi-Fi configuration capability is something that is asked for more by my audio crews than I think any other feature, simply because of that, because I can walk down to where people are going to use it and configure
it. Exactly. Yeah, and just above it is our T45Net FM transmitter. We also introduced this at Infocom last year, and this is the first FM hearing assistance transmitter that is also network connectable and network controlled. And the same idea here, you connect this to the network, it can produce a test tone, the installer can go out in the listener area, and then can make all of the adjustments on the transmitter while they are actually listening to a receiver in the listening area. And likewise, if you have a number of these in different facilities, they can all be monitored and controlled from a central location. So we really see that the sound system of the future is a connected sound system, and all the devices are talking to each other and to the outside world and sharing digital source material and so on. So we want our installed equipment to be part of that connected system, not kind of an analog orphan that's bolted on at the last minute to the system and is an actual part of the connected system.
And there's the second most asked for feature, manufacturers with system think.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
So that's kind of a recap. Many people will have seen those products, and those products have been available for a while. The first new product that we're introducing at Infocom this year for our DigiWave digital product is called the DigiWave Dock. And what the DigiWave Dock does is it lets you connect the portable DigiWave system to a fixed sound system. So a couple of examples would be using a transceiver. If we connect the dock to a sound system or some other audio source, we can have that transceiver act like a base station transmitter and broadcast out to portable receivers. Another example would be is a receiver that could be connected to a house sound system or powered speakers or an intercom system, and that would allow portable devices that are transmitting to this receiver to be connected to a fixed system. So there's really a lot of different ways that this system can be used. It also allows us to extend the range of the DigiWave system through relaying from one group to another. And it also allows us to expand the number of full duplex talkers that are using the system. So this is really an exciting new product to extend the usefulness of our DigiWave product, which has been out for a few years now and has been very well accepted, and really makes it an even more versatile tool than it already was. So I've kind of saved the biggest news for last.
This is the one I've been waiting to hear about.
And we're be introducing a new software and hardware package at Infocom this year that is called the Hearing Hotspot. And The hearing hotspot is a Wi-Fi based bring your own device listening system that streams audio directly to a listener's own smartphone or tablet. The hearing hotspot can stream up to 56 channels of wireless audio to listeners from multiple TV sources or live sources with very low latency and near CD sound quality.
Was that 56 channels?
Yes, 56.
Wow.
It can be used basically in any public place where one or more TV monitors or digital signage are playing, typically with the sound turned down, but listeners might want to hear what's playing on those TVs. So this could be a place like bars, restaurants, sports bars, transportation facilities like airports or train stations, healthcare facilities like hospitals and clinics, and it could also be used to provide listening or language access in churches, schools, cinemas, and stadiums.
Now, so okay, let me recap for listeners for a second.
System.
That's a Wi-Fi based system. So that's a 56 channel Wi-Fi sound transmission system with apps available for iOS and Android.
Yeah, that's correct. The apps will be available in the Apple Store and the Google Play Store next week. They should be released and ready to go. So, of course, the biggest advantage or main benefit with this type of system is that users don't have to ask for a receiver device. So it's kind of like the induction loop technology. The idea is the same, that a user already has a device. They've got a smartphone or a tablet. They can go into the facility. All they have to do is connect to the network in the facility. They have the app on their own device. So they just activate the app, use their own earphone or headphone, and then they can select any of the channels that they want to listen to. It's nice for the facility because it greatly simplifies or eliminates the need for receiver and earphone management. And in the case of facilities like bars and restaurants, it can increase the likelihood that people will stay and order additional food or drinks. In healthcare facilities, it makes it easier in terms of keeping equipment sanitized and managed, the facility is not having to deal with the individual units. So to just talk a little bit about the technical side of it, the concept actually sounds much simpler than it is to actually do. Maintaining very low latency, near CD sound quality, and avoiding signal buffering dropouts requires really robust software and hardware. So this is where we spent a lot of time and effort to make sure we could provide the best user experience possible. The Hearing Hotspot core system includes an audio interface device that takes the analog audio from the TVs or from the cable or satellite boxes and converts those all into a digital signal. And then that digital signal goes into a little mini computer that runs the Hearing Hotspot streaming software. The mini computer is connected to an Ethernet network. There is a connection needed to the internet in order to be able to activate the system. And then the network connects to a wireless access point that provides the Wi-Fi signal that actually transmits to the user devices. Depending on the number of channels, the number of users, and how large the facility is where you're trying to operate this, additional hardware like an Ethernet router and additional wireless access points may be needed. So you essentially scale the operating range of this system by scaling the wireless access points. So the additional benefit on the app side of this, for a particular facility, they can provide a custom background that appears on the app, and they can also push in-app content. So things like coupons, advertisements, or other benefits or other messages that benefit their customers can appear on the screen. And I think this is also an exciting new product for integrators in particular.
Oh boy, is it. I have a bunch of questions for you.
Sure, because in order to install a system like this, you know, this is not just a box shift, you know, here sure. You go, plug it in. Site surveys, system design, installation, and maintenance are all value-added services that can be offered to the client and that are required to plan out and implement a system like this. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution for every listening system need, but it is another technology option that may be a better fit in certain applications than FM, infrared, loop, or digital. But we can help the integrator choose the best solution that best fits their needs for the facility and the users, and have the full range of solutions here, all of them featuring the latest technology.
You know, interestingly enough, a lot of my listeners will know that while most of my background's in rental, I now run a systems integration company in New York. And I have two kinds of clients. One are, and mostly, financial companies. I do a lot of trading floors, a lot of financial installation work. And the other thing is very large private schools and universities. Now, a lot of my private schools especially have taken to issuing iPad to all students, which means that every student already has a receiver for this system.
Exactly.
And goodness knows, on the trading floors where we might have 20 or 30 channels of cable, they're always running around switching these little headphone amplifiers. Now you're saying that they could use their Android or iOS phone and listen to the, you know, any news channel they wanted to from anywhere on the floor.
Right. Yeah. And they just simply select the channel right on the app.
Okay, well, when I'm not wearing my rave hat at the show, I'm going to come by and see you.
Great, we'd love to see you. Come. We actually invite, you know, everyone listening and watching to come on down to our stand. It's C10318, and have the opportunity to see it and try it out. Give it a listen. We'll be able to download the app onto your own phone if you bring it along.
And I was just going to ask that. That's great. Yeah, we'll definitely. What was the booth number again, Paul?
That is C10318.
That's great. Well, I mean, you obviously did save the best for last, because I'm just spinning about this, and I know that my installation design manager is going to be at the show too. And this would have answered a couple of questions that we had this year with systems.
Sure.
So you know, I already know a couple places I can go with this. Well, okay. Yeah. What else do you want to add about this one?
And I'm sure that our integrators are going to come up with ideas that we haven't even thought of yet for how to use this this new system.
That's what we do.
Exactly.
That's great. No, this is awesome. So when will the app actually be on the App Store?
It should be available about midweek next week. So we want to have it available before the show begins, so at the show people can actually download it and try it out.
What can trigger, I'm just spinning now with, if you're going to get this from the App Store, that would mean that if we had channels available in a facility, we could post QR codes that would take them to the App Store app.
Yes.
That would be awesome. What a great idea.
The same technique that would let a facility push a coupon or an advertisement through the app to the user, you could push any kind of a PDF or a QR code.
I'm now seeing this in things like large lobbies with video walls.
Yeah, exactly. And for those types of facilities where they don't want to have that type of content or, you know, intrusion on the user, we simply just turn that off.
Okay, that's awesome. That you know, I can't wait to see this one. Okay, so that's quite a load of product. And this is all going to be running on the floor, so I can come down and take a listen to it as well.
Exactly.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Okay. Any more surprises for us today?
Well, this load has kept us kind of busy, so I think that'll have to do it for now.
Okay, but we'll definitely be back to talk to you. And I'll stop by and see you on the floor at Infocom and when we're doing the rave tour of the booth as well.
That would be great.
Awesome. Awesome. Paul, I think this is going to... Thanks so much for being with us. Goodness knows this is one of the products I want to take a look at Infocom.
Yeah, well, thanks.